Here we are again, Martian Gardens, episode 993, hour number 2. And we ended hour number 1 with Choral Works from Jack Beeson and David Bennett Thomas, using voice as we most traditionally know it, in harmony, in melody. But Joan LaBarbera and other vocal artists, starting in the middle of the 20th century, had other ideas about using the human voice as an instrument of pure expression, with extended vocals, using not words, not necessarily melody and harmony, but the voice as an instrument of a deeper essence. What we'll hear is Joan LaBarbera and October Music, Star Showers and Extraterrestrials, from her release on Lovely Music Limited from 2003 called Voice is the Original Instrument, Early Works. This is music that she was working on in the 70s and 80s. This is Voices and Tape by Joan LaBarbera, premiered at the American Center for Students students and Artists in Paris in October of 1980. That was when it was premiered. October Music, Star Showers and Extraterrestrials, to be followed with Ingram Marshall and Cortez, which also uses voice and tape. And Marshall goes even a little bit further in granulating the human voice, using what he had to work with in the early 1970s, which was reel-to-reel tape, painstakingly cutting it up and splicing it together to make wholly new sounds from spoken voice. There is a short poem in Cortez by his friend Don McCaig called Cortez, and there's a point in the poem where McCaig says, "Oh, wild flowers blossoming," and all the other sounds in this piece are taken from the speaker saying, "Oh." And that will be followed, that will follow Joan LaBarbera in 14 minutes after October Music, Star Showers, and Extraterrestrials, music from Lovely Music Limited, released in 2003. This is Martian Gardens. My name's Max, and it is episode 993, hour number 2. Oh.
Thank you. expecting, came Cortez.
Wildflowers blossoming in each cold spring wind bent their heads.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 993, hour number 2. We heard two vocal pieces. The first was Joan LaBarbera, October Music, Star Showers and Extraterrestrials. And that's a style known as extended vocals, voice as an instrument. Of course, it's always an instrument. But voice as sound without words and sound expressing. I haven't anything profound to say about it at the moment. But that was from a double CD, a wonderful survey of Joan LaBarbera's works from the 70s and 80s. Voice is the original instrument, early works. That's from Lovely Music Limited, released in 2003. And Voices and Tapes were performed and edited by Joan LaBarbera, premiered. That piece was premiered at the American Center for Students and Artists in Paris, France, October 1980. And we followed that with a tape piece from Ingram Marshall, which he completed in 1973, before the advent of computers and editing software. There were reel-to-reels, and anybody who's worked with the razor blades and the grease pencils and sticking stuff back together, even in a rudimentary fashion, knows what kind of patience that took. But what Ingram Marshall and artists such as Marshall, who were working with tape in the Musique Concrète era, starting in the 1940s and through the 1970s until in the 80s, until this kind of until technology obviated the need to work with this cumbersome tape. Well, it took a great deal of a painstaking dedication to accomplish a piece such as Cortez. And I didn't intend to say anything for Columbus Day, or as we like to call it in Amherst, Indigenous Peoples Day. The little poem in there, stating whenever the world ends, whenever the world is supposed to end, it does. Within a month and a day of the end, the Aztecs were expecting came Cortez. It doesn't speak of Columbus per se, but of the atrocities of the Columbian Exchange and the unprecedented death tolls that followed in the next several centuries. Ingram Marshall and Cortez, and that was from a similarly to Joan LaBarbera's release, a retrospective of Ingram Marshall's early works with tape, called Icon and Other Early Works, released in 2000 on New World Records. And what we'll continue with is violin music from the duo And Play, and we'll also hear chamber music from Fred Lerdahl, a very short piece, and solo vibraphone music by Benjamin Boritz coming up in this set. We start with our longest piece, running 14 minutes, from the duo And Play, that's lowercase a and uppercase p, Play and Play, which is a violin duo. The violinist Maya Bernardo and Hannah Levinson. And this was recorded at MPAC, the Experimental Media and Performing Arts Center Concert Hall at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy, New York, in November of 2018. This is a composition by Ashkan Besadi, who is an Iranian composer, now on the faculty of Columbia University. He was also a student there, one of the composers he studied with was Fred Lerdahl, who we'll hear following this piece. And Play's CD downloadable album is called Playlist, and it's from New Focus Recordings, newly released. And the piece we'll hear is called Crescita Plastica, Growing Plastic. Ashkan Besadi. And Fred Lerdahl's piece is a very short piece for Fred Lerdahl, running just 2.5 minutes, a piece called Imbrication from Fred Lerdahl, Volume 4 on Bridge Records from 2013. This is performed by the Argento Chamber Ensemble, conducted by Michel Gallant. And from Benjamin Boritz, we'll hear Sasha Pellegrini performing a piece called With Respect to George. first and play music for two violins. This is called Crescita Plastica. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 993, hour number 2. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog, and I'm always happy to have you joining me for avant-garde and modern classical music.
Thank you.